Russian taskmaster. That little shortcut backfired into a 40-year delay. Listen, I'm as driven as they come. I want to get as far as I can, as fast as I can. And I want to get there yesterday. But we've got to enjoy the journey, too, by God's grace. After all, the journey is the destination. When I started pastoring, I had some epic wrestling matches with discouragement, especially during our first year. Our average attendance was 25, and our average offering was right around $497 a week. That's when I fell into the win-then trap. I thought, when we hit 100 people, then I'll love pastoring. When our offerings are $1,000 a week, then life will be good. But it was a lie. I had a defining moment right after one of our early services. The Holy Spirit said, in no uncertain terms, enjoy the journey. From that moment on, I've done my best to thoroughly enjoy every stage of life, every stage of growth. I was bound and determined to enjoy pastoring 25 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 5,000 people, however many people God would bring through our doors. No matter what stage of life you're in, enjoy the journey. If you need what's next to make you happy, no matter what next is, you suffer from destination disease. We get so focused on then and there that we don't really enjoy here and now. When I go to college, when I graduate from college, when I get a job, when I get a promotion, when I retire, when I get married, when we have kids, then I'll be happy. No, you won't. It's a mirage. If you aren't happy where you are, a vacation won't solve your problems. If you aren't happy with who you are, Botox won't work. When was the last time you exited the freeway, took the scenic route, skipped stones? As I see it, there are two proverbial roads you can take. The shortcut is the path of least resistance. It's well-traveled, but it's like rush hour traffic in D.C. No fun. The scenic route is the road less traveled. It takes longer, and it's an uphill climb both ways. But the view from the top is spectacular. How do you get there? The same way you get anywhere, one step at a time. A few years ago, I checked a life goal off my list by hiking Half Dome in Yosemite National Park with my son Parker. By degree of difficulty, it ranks right behind the Inca Trail to Machu Picchu and the Grand Canyon from rim to rim. It's a 15.5-mile hike with a 4,800-foot ascent. But if you're afraid of heights, the hardest part is the 60-degree slope to the summit. On the morning of the hike, I glanced up at Half Dome from the valley floor and wondered how in the world I would make it to the top, especially because I was suffering from a severe case of plantar fasciitis. It seemed almost impossible, but the answer was quite simple, one step at a time. That's how you get anywhere. We failed to accomplish our goals for the same reason we mess up our assembly projects. We don't take it step by step. We get ahead of ourselves, or maybe I should say, we get ahead of God. I share 115 of my life goals in the Circle Maker, along with 10 steps to setting life goals. Anything less than God-sized goals constitutes a lack of faith. You've got to be sure of what you hope for. Well-defined what-ifs. But the hidden danger of goals...